Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the apple industry, specifically the rise of club apples and the science behind apple breeding. It's absolutely fascinating.
I'm all ears. It's amazing how much goes into creating the perfect apple. So why all the fuss about these club apples anyway?
Well, it all started with the Honeycrisp, that crispy, juicy delight that revolutionized the apple game. It was so good, it caused a major shift in the whole industry.
I see. Interesting. But Honeycrisps are everywhere now, so what makes these club apples different?
Ah, that's the key. Honeycrisp was an open variety. Anyone could grow and sell them, leading to inconsistencies in quality. Club apples, on the other hand, are tightly controlled. They're like the exclusive VIP section of the apple world. Trademarks, co-ops, strict standards, the works.
Got it. So it's all about maintaining quality and brand consistency, like a top-tier fashion label versus a fast fashion knockoff.
Precisely. Take the Evercrisp, for example. Similar crispness to the Honeycrisp, but managed with way more finesse. They're even partnering with the Buffalo Bills, the only Apple NFL partnership out there. Go Bills!
That's a marketing touchdown. But is all this control really worth it? Are these apples actually better?
Well, according to the content, the Evercrisp is like a perfect Honeycrisp. The Snapdragon? Tangy with the brute strength of a linebacker, which I find hilarious. And the Ruby Frost is apparently a real looker.
Wow, you're making me hungry. But all this careful breeding, grafting, and managing, it sounds expensive.
It absolutely is. Growing these designer apples isn't easy. Think hand thinning, disease treatment, constant monitoring, all for that perfect bite. Plus, there are co-op fees, royalties. It's a complex business.
So, going back to the Honeycrisp, why didn't they just make it a club apple in the first place?
Excellent question. It seems like they kind of learned their lesson, right? The Honeycrisp's success paved the way for the whole club apple concept. They saw the branding challenges of an open variety and decided to take a different approach with newer breeds.
Fascinating. So, are there any downsides to this club apple exclusivity? Doesn't it limit access for smaller growers or drive up prices for consumers?
That's a valid concern. While the quality control is a major plus, it does create barriers to entry for some growers, and the higher costs are inevitably passed on to the consumer. It's a trade-off, really.
I see. It's like the apple of the tech world. Premium product, premium price.
Exactly. But hey, sometimes that perfect crunch is worth it. Before we wrap up, did you know that creating a new apple variety can take decades?
Seriously, that's incredible. Imagine the dedication and patience it takes to go from seed to supermarket shelf.
Absolutely. It's a testament to the science and artistry of apple breeding. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us for this juicy discussion on the world of apples, from humble Honeycrisps to the elite club varieties. We hope you've enjoyed learning about the science and strategy behind your favorite fruit. Until next time, stay crispy.
Goodbye.